Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So a passenger on a Go Air flight from Delhi to Patna, India, created a pandemonium when he tried to open the emergency exit door mid-flight because he mistook it for the lavatory.
How do you do that? It has a window in it.
Other passengers on board the Saturday flight said that the man, a first-time flyer in his late 20s, began tugging on the door and said that he needed to use the washroom urgently.
I have to make poo-poo.
When people realized that he was what he was trying to do, they alerted crew members who persuaded him to return to his seat for the remainder of the flight.
Honestly, when was the last time on an airplane lavatory did you see a big red handle to open the door?
Sanawar Khan, the official in charge of the local police, said that there was pandemonium as a man attempted to unlock the exit door. Some passenger reportedly even wrestled with the man and were injured in the struggle. The man was able to get the door unlocked, but of course you can't open it due to the cabin pressure. Once the flight landed safely, the man was taken into custody, questioned by authorities who deemed the incident to be a genuine mistake.
Wow.
A North Carolina woman kept her mother's body at home for several months to satisfy her curiosity about the stages of death.
She wanted to watch her mother's body decompose?
That's pretty much it.
Wow. Jeez.
Donna Sue Hudgens, 69 years old, was arrested shortly after.
I guess I'm curious.
A strange encounter at a local funeral home where she went to make final arrangements for her mother, Nellie Mae Hudgens, who was 93.
But you got to get over here. Mom's face looks like mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God.
Right?
But she claimed, okay, so she called to make final arrangements, but she claimed that she didn't know where emergency workers took her mother's body after she passed away earlier that day. After trying unsuccessfully to track down the body, workers at the funeral home alerted authorities, prompting police who responded to Hudgens' home, which she shared with her daughter. The responding officer soon found the elderly woman's badly decomposed body. The woman had been dead for several months before Hudgens let her relatives know about her passing.
So, quick question. What about the stench?
There wasn't any indicator about that. Detectives interviewed Hudgens and learned that she did not report the death because she was curious and wanted to see the stages of death.
This may be a stupid question, but if you did report the death and chose to keep the body at home, is that illegal?
That's illegal because I think it's a biohazard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a body has to be properly disposed of and legally.
All right.
Hudgens was later arrested and charged with felony concealment of a death. A man has undergone emergency surgery on his eye after being attacked while checking on a kangaroo that he initially thought was dead.
What's with the kangaroo story?
Billy Willicks stopped on the side of the road after seeing something move as a kangaroo lay on the road earlier this month. Now, Mr. Willicks, this is in Australia, by the way, said that he thought the movement might have been a stranded joey.
Hey, he looks like a stranded joey.
But in a flash, the kangaroo that he thought was dead jumped up and went for his eyes. He said it was fast, really fast. I didn't even get that close to it, and suddenly it just got up. Look at this picture of his eyes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
You know the old saying, playing kangaroo.
He's got blood coming out of his eyes. He said it scratched my eyes and my face and started clawing at my bag. He said, I gave it a kick and it backed away a bit, so I got in my car. Mr. Willox, who moved to Australia from Scotland in 1982, said he initially feared that he had lost the sight in one eye. With blood in his eyes, he managed to drive home and ask his wife to take him to the hospital. He underwent surgery to repair torn ligaments and skin tissue around his eyes and had a tetanus shot and has since returned to his work as a bus driver. As a follow-up, I told you guys about this a little while back, but there's, of course, only one official Bruce Springsteen Facebook page. It's denoted with small blue checkmark and has 5.4 million followers. Yet there are dozens of fake social media accounts purporting to be the boss, and apparently one might try to scam you big time. A woman, whose name Mary, for anonymity's sake, was nearly scammed out of thousands of dollars from one such account, which she chatted with for nearly a year after she commented on the fake Springsteen page, and Bruce himself sent her a message.
That's amazing.
The relationship grew and reportedly turned a little flirty. Fake Bruce said that he was set to divorce his wife, Patty Scalfia, Ski Alpha.
And, oh, my God.
But because Ski Alpha had all his bank accounts tied up, he, you guessed it, needed some money, preferably in the form of iTunes gift cards.
I won't be able to marry you unless I can get free of this crazy bitch.
Mary obliged her new flame.
Sending, oh, boy, I'm going to marry Bruce Springsteen.
Sending him hundreds of dollars in gift cards before he laid down the big con. He said he needed even more cash to get a stash of gold worth millions shipped out of Dubai. She said, my mind was just so, I don't know, maybe brainwashed or something. And I said, okay, how much money? The poor woman was asked to send someone $11,500 via MoneyGram, Western Union, and a cashier's check. Before she realized she had been taken for a ride down Highway 9.
What was the tip-off? Who let her on?
She said, I was vulnerable at the time. She just...
Thank God Elvis interceded.
But
This man's taking you for a ride.
She said...
I'm the one that needs money.
She said, you know, it hurt. It hurts, and you feel stupid.
Really? Yeah, all this is John Wayne. You gotta be a little more careful with your business investments.
Again.
In fact, I have a great one for you. Are you familiar with the Bonneville Salt Flats?
Again, unless Springsteen is messaging you from an account with a blue check mark on it.
Oh, this is Abraham Lincoln.
It's probably going to be a scam. But I had a story about this a little while back that in New Jersey, they were putting out warnings not to respond to these supposed
crazy.
Contacts from Bruce Springsteen asking for money.
Oh, this is Jesus Christ. I have all of my money tied up in Dubai.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
School officials say a student reported a potential school shooting threat.
Whoa.
Based on a prediction made by a Ouija board.
Seems legitimate.
According to the Altoona Area School District, a student reported the threat to administrators last week, claiming that a shooting would take place on September 26.
You know, Kennedy would never have been shot had he had listened to the magic eight ball.
The administration conducted a full investigation. Did he have one?
Should I go to Dallas? Maybe.
Jesus.
Well, that's not a definitive answer.
I know.
Thing let him down. The administration.
Yeah. Oh, Magic 8 Ball. Should right. I drive through Dealey Plaza? Maybe.
Yeah. The administration conducted a full investigation, including interviews with students and parents. The district later learned that the reported threat came from students playing with a Ouija board over the summer. District officials say there is no evidence supporting a credible threat for that.
As if a Ouija board's not credible.
In Phoenix, Valley Realtors call him the foot fetish guy, and he's been creeping them out for years, apparently.
I'm Tom Skiffington, and I have a secret.
News crews finally tracked him down outside of a North Phoenix coffee shop on Monday. His name is Anthony, and he admits to contacting countless realtors throughout text and email, offering to rub their feet and asking about their high heels. Anthony was asked, because this news crew caught up with him.
Yes.
They asked him why he keeps doing it. He said, I don't know. I apologize. Stacy Smedstad, general manager of Delex Realty, said it was the most recent target. She was on her phone with a string of texts that Anthony sent while he was posing as a potential home buyer. Within minutes, the conversation turned to foot rubs and his foot fetish. She said he would say things like, I like giving foot rubs. And I would go back to the house thing, be like, are you looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath?
How's the school district around here, and do you like having your feet licked?
Smedstad had heard about the foot fetish guy in the past from news stories and social media, but instead of just ignoring the strange texts, she reached out and agreed to set up a sting operation to confront him. The real estate broker would meet Anthony for coffee, and then he'd be confronted when he walked out. So Anthony had told most of the realtors that he was a reflexologist.
Yes.
And that's why he was so interested in their feet.
Oh.
But that was a lie. Anthony says he's a bartender. And he said, I apologize. A number of realtors did contact the police to report Anthony.
I'm not a pervert. I'm a genital manipulator.
But were told since he hadn't broken any laws, there wasn't much that they could do. So Anthony promised to stop reaching out to realtors and keep his foot fetish to himself. He said, I'm stupid, but I'm not doing it anymore, I promise.
That's your defense. I'm stupid.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
I can't argue with that, son.
Anthony said that he didn't realize that he was creeping women out, and he didn't mean any harm. The search is on for a bold thief that is targeting hotels and stealing from the breakfast bar. This is actually pretty brilliant.
Well, aren't they, like, free, the Continental breakfast bars?
If you've been in some hotels where near the lobby,
yeah,
they have a little, kitchen setup of sorts.
And they're wonderful.
And they put food out. I like those
things. They have oatmeal.
It's not great food.
No.
But it's free food.
Exactly.
Or at least if you pay, it's part
of it. It's free for everyone who happens by.
The package. So police said, and if you kind of wander around a hotel, the staff is not going to know that you checked in last night, maybe.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes rooms are open, and sometimes there's luggage sitting out that you can just take.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But police said that the first theft happened nearly 2 weeks ago at a group of hotels.
See,
police said the man stole plastic silverware, shampoo, and towels.
That's straight up stealing.
Yeah, he was entering. The bold ways that he was entering hotel rooms had police concerned. Now, a free hot breakfast can be a big perk when staying at a hotel. And police said that he decided to walk into the Holiday Inn Express and help himself. This hotel is known for its breakfast. Apparently, according to the front office manager at Holiday Inn, she said, I think he knew. The man was not a guest. Her name is Cece Laguna. She said something didn't seem right about him. She said he walked in with books, started eating from the breakfast bar, and then wandered the halls.
Wait a second. That guy over there has books.
She said he looked lost once I saw him going back, and then about the books.
Bookman.
There was something fishy there. And that's when she got her general manager involved. She approached the man who told her that he was just checking how easy it is to get into hotels and get free stuff.
All right. Listen.
I'm just checking.
Okay, come here. I'm conducting just a personal thing to see how easy it is to rob hotels.
Oh.
You understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm just stealing.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Just stealing.
I'm just taking your inventory and leaving with it.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
The next day, police.
It's just a misunderstanding. I'm taking what you put into your establishment and leaving with it without paying.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
oh,
gotcha.
I thought it was just theft.
No.
Yeah.
The next day, police say the man snuck into.
It's
one
a
of the
misunderstanding. I'm not going to buy a house. I just want to lick your feet.
Oh.
Okay. Then it's not perverted.
And to throw back a little further, Steve, it's just a misunderstanding. I just want to watch my mother decompose.
Yeah. It's an experiment with my mother.
That's if you've listened all morning. Anyway, so he went into a room that was being cleaned at the Quality Inn. So he went into another hotel. He was there for roughly an hour before hotel employees approached him. Officers said that he was bold enough to hit another hotel the following day.
I would imagine that there are a lot of places that are, that have wonderful setups like this or that are complimentary deals for the patrons.
Yeah.
And it would be easy pickings for guys like this.
He had told the clerk at the Super 8 that he left his cell phone in a room and asked to get it in order to get it back. And they told him that he would have to call the police. And no one has seen him since then. Employees believe that he fibbed that the man was involved in several other thefts at hotels in the area. So he's making his rounds.
Mm.
All right. And we'll wrap it up there.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.